We begin today with concerns that police in Australia's biggest cities are using racial profiling in their street patrols of ethnically diverse communities. Police deny they're focusing on particular racial groups, but lawyers in Sydney and Melbourne say there's no doubt that African and Muslim communities are being targeted by overzealous police, and they're calling for the introduction of stop-and-search receipts to hold police officers to account. Emily Burke has our report.
It's a growing trend, according to those in the community and those in court. Police in Melbourne are stopping and searching young men of African background, sometimes several times a day.
It's almost like there's a culture of denial going on here. So policymakers, politicians and police deny that there is a problem.
Tamar Hopkins is from the Flemington and Kensington Legal Centre in Melbourne's Inner West. She's handled about 200 complaints of police brutality.
The efforts being done by Victoria Police are to reform the behaviours of young people. There are going to be new young people every year. We can't ask for reform to the public's behaviour. We need to look at what is it that is happening within Victoria Police that is leading to these claims of racism and racial profiling.
Is that unlawful in of itself?
It can be. If you have a police officer treating people differently because of their skin colour, they are engaging in racial discrimination, and that is unlawful under the Federal Race Discrimination Act.
Last week, Victoria Police released crime statistics showing that Somali and Sudanese youths were overrepresented in criminal offences relating to assault and theft. While community leaders acknowledge there's a problem, Tamar Hopkins says young African men are now changing their behaviour to avoid police attention.
People who I've spoken to say that the police will stop us if we're in groups of more than two, so they kind of split up when they're going out in public, which is just extraordinary. Others have told me that this young man said that he goes running, but when a police car goes past, he stops because he knows that if the police see him running, they're going to suspect him of a crime. There's this sort of awareness that the police are going to be wondering if they're carrying a bag or carrying a knife, and so people have told me that they sort of drop their hands and show their palms so that no one would think they might be carrying something.
Victoria Police has issued a statement saying,
"Police work within strict internal policies which regulate stop and search powers. Police can search people for weapons without a warrant and without any reasonable suspicion or belief. And these operations can be planned or unplanned. The location of these operations is based on intelligence, and there must be an identified risk. There is little evidence to suggest police are using stop and search powers arbitrarily or targeting particular groups."
Prominent Sydney criminal lawyer Adam Hooter says the problem isn't isolated to Melbourne.
"I've had a lot of people come into my office and seek representation in relation to police approaching them for no particular reason at all. And when they asked officers why they approached them, that the officers would say, well, you've been targeted because you fit the profile of people, of young people that potentially could start committing criminal offences."
Adam Hooter has been arrested half a dozen times himself and has already changed his behaviour.
"I've been picked up 5 times for walking down my street. What I do differently is I don't walk down the street anymore because on the last 2 occasions when I was reaching for my phone so I can start recording the exchanges, the police officer went for his taser gun. So things can be misconstrued. It's dark out there."
He says the Muslim community's relationship with police is in tatters.
"I spoke to a very, very senior police officer who told me many years ago they couldn't get recruits out at Bankstown. But post-September 11, all the recruits wanted to start going to Bankstown. So you've got people who think they're out there doing God's work. Zealots, if I can sum them up in a word. My experience, police officers, a lot of them at Bankstown just completely out of control. They're quick to issue press releases that they've come across a wall of silence with the community in investigating crimes. But you know what? It's entirely their fault in their way they deal. But the members of the community in the Canterbury-Bankstown region don't trust police."
And he's calling for an overhaul of police training.
"I get to see police officers in court on a day-to-day basis. I get an opportunity to cross-examine them about their knowledge of the law. And I can tell you, most police that I come across are a bunch of amateurs. I mean, don't take it from me. You know, across the road here is the Downing Centre, which comprises dozens of courts. You can go sit in there and watch on a daily basis police officers being cross-examined. A lot of the times it's just quite embarrassing, their level of competence."
In Melbourne, Tamar Hopkins is calling on police to implement a stop and search receipt system, which would force police to account for why they're searching people.
This is a proposal that has been up and running in the UK since 2004 in response to a major inquiry that recognised systemic racism within the Metropolitan Police in the UK. I think it's one that we really should look at introducing here in Victoria and, in fact, Australia-wide.
Has it worked in the UK?
From what I've seen, there hasn't been a clear shift. But what it does, what it has shown in the UK is that data has begun to be collected, because every time one of these stops and searches is recorded, a receipt is issued. What's also noted is the race of the person who's been stopped. And they have clearly shown that if you're black, you're 6 times more likely to be stopped on the street than if you're white.
Victoria Police says it's not currently reviewing stop and search procedures. Police in New South Wales are yet to comment.
Emily Burke reporting.